USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump now threatening to cut federal funding to cities dealing with civil unrest. The president signing a memo yesterday that orders federal agencies to find cities where they could potentially cut funding. Trump saying there are the cities that, in his words, permit anarchy, violence, and destruction. Among those cities on his list, Seattle, Portland, Oregon, New York, and Washington, D.C. The White House Coronavirus Task Force urging Americans to be very careful over the upcoming Labor Day weekend. Yesterday, Dr. Deborah Birx warned against any crowded neighborhood events over the holiday, like backyard barbecues, and specifically encouraged people in their 20s and university students to wear masks at all events and gatherings to avoid a possible spread. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Douglas Kratt, veterinarian and president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. Many states across the country have recently legalized marijuana for medical or recreational use. Veterinarians have seen a spike in poisoning in pets. Marijuana affects pets much differently than it affects people. THC, the main ingredient of marijuana, can make our pets scared or very sick. If you have marijuana or edibles in the house, please keep them out of reach. And when walking with your pets, make sure they don't pick up anything you don't expect. Concerned your pet has gotten into pot? If they appear off balance, rigid, nervous, or if they're drooling or dribbling urine, vocalizing having seizures, please get them to the veterinarian immediately. There's no antidote for marijuana, but a veterinarian can provide supportive care until it passes. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org. That's AVMA.org.
It happened back in March, but the death of a black man at the hands of police in Rochester, New York, is now sparking outrage there. Daniel Prude died on March 30th of asphyxiation after being handcuffed, hooded, and pinned down by several Rochester cops. Yesterday, protesters in the city were demanding the officers be fired and charged in his death. Prude's brother Joe says his brother was suffering from a mental breakdown.
I placed a phone call for my brother to get help, not for my brother to get lynched.
Body cam footage does indicate Prude was complying with officers at the time of his death. The CDC now telling public health officials nationwide to be ready for a coronavirus vaccine by November. State governors told to speed up their permit applications for distribution sites for possible vaccines. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
After looking at almost 3,000 designs, the Mississippi State Flag Commission has finally chosen one. The choice? A red and blue flag with a magnolia blossom in the center, replacing the old state flag that featured a Confederate emblem. The flag change still has to be given final approval by voters. Governor Reeves calls it a well-done flag, and he says he supports its adoption. Legendary pitcher Tom Seaver is dead at 75. The National Baseball Hall of Fame confirming that Seaver died in his sleep on Monday from complications of dementia and COVID-19. Nicknamed Tom Terrific, the right-hander won 311 games over two decades in the big leagues. Seaver spent most of his career with the New York Mets, leading them to that improbable World Series victory in 1969. Seaver also played for the Cincinnati Reds, Chicago White Sox, and the Boston Red Sox. He was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1992. And Disney will have to figure out how to continue with the Black Panther franchise after star Chadwick Boseman's recent death. Only a small group is aware of the actor's private battle, or was, with colon cancer. An insider close to Boseman says the 43-year-old actor was convinced until a week before his death that he was going to beat it. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.